I can tell you why. So those valves, if it has a glitch in any way, shape, or form, the pilot will go out. I've replaced two of those stupid valves. They're expensive. I'm just going to give you a heads up on it. And they're directly into the water tank itself. It means you have to drain the tank, unscrew the stupid thing if you can get it off, and then put the new one on. And make sure you have all this gas tape and all this other stuff to make sure you do it right, because a lot of that stuff's compression fittings and annoying. But since I've done it so many times, I've gotten used to it. I don't like the safety stuff. They don't make sense to me. And to hold that stupid button in and push it on and wait for a certain blink is ridiculous. So, like, there's like 8 different faults on this stupid thing. Pay attention to the faults next time and make sure, you know, see what it faulted on, because it's very possible it might have faulted on the actual burner, which you can clean with a toothbrush and or get all the soot and garbage off of it, and usually they work perfectly after you're done doing that. But that thing is irritating. So it just, if it glitches one little bit, it will fault. And count the little blinks, because then you can figure out what your fault is. It's a stupid device, I'm going to tell you. It's made for the lame, I guess. I don't know the best word for that. I wish they would just take that whole thing out and throw it in the trash. Okay, 60 BKI.